Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Legion of Renhub. Yes, we're still alive.
Yeah!
Your neighbors is hearing that at 10:30 on a Friday.
It's been a hot minute. If you want to know what we're doing, we're still on the Patreon because getting us all together is a massive pain in the dick. But today we're all together. I am the dungeon master, as always, Clark. With me, joining me, beside me, and in front of me is Bobby as Cramwell, Winston as Benson Muffins, the Kitling Alchemist.
Hey, what up?
Tony as Plick Pluck Birdman, the Birdman.
Yo, yo.
And Chris as Manu 1469, the half man, half horse, all cop.
Welcome to the Kanye podcast.
No, we're not doing this today.
God, has Kanye had a podcast?
No, of course. He's probably definitely got, like, guest starred 16 of them. Fucking following.
He's probably got a podcast for his podcast.
Yeah. This is the Kanye boys, bros.
He's been on podcasts. There's a podcast called Watching the Throne, the Kanye podcast.
There you go.
It hasn't posted in 2 years.
So today we are going to be doing Dungeons and Dragons, and I believe, for not only the sake of our listeners, but for the sake of our players, we need a brief recap just to fill you guys in on what's happening.
Hold on one second. I would like to say I was fully planning on me tripping and falling and having amnesia. So you'd have to treat me like I didn't remember the plot at all. And now it's ruined.
All right. Okay. So today we are going to be doing a brief recap just to fill you guys in. If you forgot what happened in the last session, this is a podcast, so you're welcome to just go back and re-listen to the last one as a refresher. You guys successfully stopped an internal strife in the city of Marlana, the city that formerly rotated above the desert sands. It now stands above a lush green jungle. Thanks to your intervention, you brought life back to the desert. Good job, everybody. However, a power play occurred with Grand Clerics. They decided that they don't like all their power dissolving suddenly because they were given so much power because of their ability to create water for the citizens and keep the canals full. Unfortunately, for them, you guys intervened, and now water is freely flowing into the city via a massive waterfall that sits above it. Now, you guys have successfully completed our contest of bachelors, meaning that Cramwell Amalnuan is about to take center stage in the grand tradition of holy matrimony. Cramwell, how's you feeling about this?
Ladies, it's over. You had your shot.
Sorry, ladies, he's taken.
Unless, of course, some previous lover threw a wrench in that plan.
It's definitely possible if I had any context to you having any previous lovers, which I don't.
No, not me, her.
Oh, yeah, that is possible. You remembered something. Hot damn.
Yeah, one thing. My name is Cramwell. Yes!
My name's Cramwell, and I like to party.
This is the worst. Fuck. You guys were, you guys successfully made your way onto the pier of the palace, and the roaring sound of a large crowd comes from within. The party stepped within the palace after briefly coming into contact with some members of the Tiger Club, of all people, who stated they were going to be officiating the wedding. And you find yourself standing at the very edge of a room that is completely changed. It's been a while since you have been in this room for any important reason. And you, the last time you were here, you were presenting yourselves as part of the contest of bachelors, I believe. Maybe one other time, but my memory is that of Swiss cheese, so we're going to have to skip past that. Now, the room is very different. On either side of this large open space, thousands of Marlanian citizens are sitting on beautifully carved wooden bleachers. And they have all taken their seats. You also noticed as you entered this past session that the ceiling is very well lit now, covered with hundreds, potentially thousands, of beautiful, brightly dangling chandeliers.
It's been too long.
How are you guys feeling? You're dressed to the nines. You got some spiffy clothes above your armor, for the most part. And now you all appear to be the center of attention. What does that do to you? We'll start with Cromwell, the man of the hour.
I look to everyone, and as a show of my care for their culture, I give them one last diplomatically approved bow.
This guy remembers everything.
Callback. Man of 1469, it's been a while since he's seen a crowd this big.
Okay, that's an easy one. Do I see any perhaps nameless NPCs around?
There are tons on the bleachers, yes.
All right, I pick the most common looking one.
Most nameless.
Okay, you're going to go across the room to start harassing
the most innocent.
I didn't say that.
Okay. Yet you pick one. You look at him. You're looking at him. Okay. You picked one out.
I go, not today, dirtbag. And I run over and tackle him like he's a terrorist, making a Tim Allen voice on a plane.
Okay. you get about...
I just think it was a funny show.
You start heading towards that guy. Pluck, pluck. You're not really used to being the center of attention. How you feeling?
I'm looking for a punch bowl.
It does not appear to be one, but you keep looking. Muffets.
Plot point, we're making a punch bowl.
He's got to spike something. I'm following Cramwell around, making sure he looks good.
Okay.
The tallest order of the night.
You're holding Cramwell's coattails.
Like if there's a smudge or anything, I gotta, you know, scrape, rub it off, make sure there's no
like dripping mustard on himself, and you got a handkerchief.
Oh no, I got a bleach, a tide stick.
Tide stick.
Well, and it's powered by the ocean tide, so it's magic or whatever bullshit.
Stupid. As Plick Pluck searches in vain for a punch bowl at a wedding ceremony. This is the ceremony, not the reception, to be clear. And Manu 1469 starts galloping towards the most common-looking NPC. A voice rings through, "Welcome, honored guests!" You all recognize this voice as the deep and sonorous voice of Selton Ikakub Kamgib Renob III.
I don't recognize it.
Boss, and you do. He is standing across the room, several hundred feet away from you, and he claps his hands as you finally enter. A massive force barrier appears between yourselves and the audience and the door behind you.
That seems
closing
convenient.
You guys in. Yes, it was all planned, but I had to pull it out a bit early so you wouldn't derail this entire session with your
shenanigans. Us?
Alexa, play Party Rock Anthem.
You see that Sultan Renob is not currently wearing the shape of the Manticore. Directly to his right, you see a familiar face as the Sultana, and the former Nighty Knight, his wife, is now standing beside him, dressed in a beautiful set of ornate armor, while the king is dressed in his regal robes. He is in the form of an elf, whereas the Nighty Knight has been reborn as a halfling. Next to them, you see the betrothed dressed in a beautiful white gown, face covered with a translucent veil of white. She is still in the form of a manticore. Sultan Renab continues.
You have all gathered here to witness the dawn of a new generation. Today marks not only a wedding, the joining of two to have and to hold, but also a coronation. My daughter will become the Sartana in truth, joined by one who proved his worth, the cleric Cremwell Imelnuan.
Yes, that is my real name.
A mixture of cheers and gasps and boos come from the audience in equal measure.
Get a job.
You have but to take your vows and prove your final values and arrive here for the coronation.
He points his hands forward to the upraised altar area at the front of the room. It's the same area as before. Stained glass windows color this room in a prismatic light, and it smells of deep spices and a lot of sweat because of all the fucking people shoved in here. Now we begin. And he points to a group of men that are nearby the front of the stage. They all raise their heads and approach the front. They are all dressed in pristine black suits and bright orange paper tiger masks. One of them steps forward.
We're all gathered together, brothers and sisters, and variations thereupon, to celebrate the joination of two souls in a bond of very permanent matrimony. Our god equivalent has set up the dominoes, and we have so gratuitously set to topple them to end all here today. So without further ado...
That was a pretty good tiger.
Thank you. I am an officiant. The Tiger Club, in association with the Del Dofton Adventurers Guild and the Bureau of Loan Sharks, proudly presents a royal wedding.
A massive amount of cheers and applause come from the crowds around you.
Thank you. Settle down.
He puts his hands up and he points at you guys across the room. You can hear their voices as if they're standing right next to you, despite the vast distance.
Together, we start the first vow. The vow of taking seats.
The floor in front of you arranges itself with a magical clatter, making the space between yourself and the altar into four perfectly marble squares. A circular table appears, and sitting at this table, you see suddenly... is the veil-wearing manticore.
Mighty Cremwell, the officiant says, he who dominated the Wish Tower with the help of his bachelor party. Please take a seat across from the Sultana.
Three chairs appear. You take a seat across from the Sultana as the party approaches. The table is circular and covered in a tablecloth. It's a very basic sort of like gazebo table. Made out of iron and painted white.
This is the scenario. You are on a date with your wife. The only remaining table at the restaurant has two extra seats at either side. You cannot move these seats, and you cannot have anyone sit within these seats, lest your time together be ruined. It is up to you to make sure your date has a good time, and it is up to your bro squad to make sure no one else sits in those seats. We begin these vows at the sound of the gong.
The party takes position and the gong sounds. Everyone roll initiative.
Bong.
Here is the scenario. Several shadowy figures appear around the square. You guys are at the center of this square, and the shadowy figures are attempting to take the seats to meet the famous Sultana and her husband, Cremwell. Cremwell, it is your responsibility to make small talk and be a good date. Well, it's the rest of your responsibilities to keep these shadows from interrupting this date. Are you prepared?
Yeah.
All right. We'll start at the top of the order. Manu 1469. A pair of shadowy figures appears at the southmost part of this square. They appear to be paparazzo, and they are going to intrude on your bro's good time. They are the only shadowy figures that have yet appeared, but it is your job to repulse them.
Show them you did.
As a officer of the law, you notice how common they look. They look very common. Super common. Like, they have the most plain Jane vanilla faces you've ever seen. It looks like they were made in the Skyrim creation engine, and Todd just says, yeah, just whatever, man. I don't care what they look like.
Well, seeing as how common they look, obviously there's something really unique about them that I will not realize until I tackle them. Having said that, I will tackle them.
All
right. Yeah, I use my charge. Do I roll athletics for that, or what is that?
Yes. So what this is going to be is a contested strength roll, a contested athletics check. You're attempting to grapple them. So I'm going to be rolling an acrobatics versus your athletics check. You have a plus eight on this.
I'm in good shape. Yeah. Here we go. All right. I got a 26.
And they rolled a natural one to start us off.
Hell yeah.
All right. Man of 1469, you take it upon yourself. You've done this a billion times. They look so regular and vanilla and just not that impressive that you figured this was in the bag. So you take care of these paparazzo and you grapple them to the ground to make sure that the date is not interrupted.
Oh, actually, I would like to make a change to that. In my head cannon, with each arm, I grab them and start running them back into the crowd.
All right.
Like I said, tackling them, they're just getting carried away, basically.
All right, 10-4. You're getting carried away. I'm sorry, they're getting carried away.
They're getting carried away. I'm doing the carrying.
Common mistake.
That's preferably in a John Cena headlock type situation here.
All right, you attempt to push them back and you succeed in doing so with your expert grapple check. The fact they rolled a one, you're able to push back these shadowy figures so far that they dissipate in your hands, meaning that you have successfully beaten them. Plick fluck, you keep your eyes on a swivel to verify what's going on here. And you see a strong-looking ogre man has a notepad and a marker in his hand, and he's nervously looking at the couple and slowly approaching from the east.
I'm gonna swivel my hips and interlock my thumbs like a dove, and then I'm gonna point at this man and I'm gonna polymorph him into a dove.
All right, that is a wisdom save.
Yes, wisdom save.
Oh no, plick pluck, natural 20. What's your save?
Damn, 19.
Damn.
Almost missed.
All right, plick pluck. One of the threats was not handled immediately, though he is moving slower than the paparazzos are. He does look like he is resilient to a lot of strength, so you'd be harder to grapple. Muffins, you keep your eyes on a swivel, and from the north, you see what appears to be a dragon heading towards you.
Wait, though, this seems like an unfair matchup. So Chris gets paparazzi, and I get a dragon. Okay,
yes,
just clarifying.
Yes, the dragon is further away than the troll is. The troll appeared rather close, but the dragon's coming from the north, from further near the altar. And he is shouting something almost incoherently, though you do pick it up after a moment.
I'm your biggest fan, Cromwell!
He's approaching from the far end. What is your move here, Muffins?
I give him some finger guns and I say, come on, baby, just bust a move! As I cast Otto's Irresistible Dance.
You have that?
Yeah. I've used it once.
You hear the Busta Move song play in the background, which we definitely own the rights to. So, Dylan, go ahead and just put that in the background right now.
Yeah. Clark's last name is Busta.
Yes.
Could you give me a wisdom save?
I will not, because he just starts dancing. He just starts dancing, so he's going to make a wisdom save on his turn to potentially stop dancing, but you have saved yourself from quite a pickle here. So, that stops him. Cromwell, you have potentially the hardest job of all. Across from you is the Sultana, a princess in her own right. She's got a veil across her face, so you can't really see it. She has her paws folded in front of her, and she's sort of rubbing them together in a nervous gesture. And she asks you...
Clark, they're called flippers.
They're not. And the next person who does that is going to immediately die. We are at the end game, you bitches. Okay? We are at the end game. This season is gonna end soon, and if I get one more fucking walrus joke, I swear to God, the podcast is canceled.
Right to cancel jail.
Okay, she is a part cat with a set of large blue butterfly wings and a humanoid face. If anyone mistakes her from any sort of sea-based mammal ever again, it's over.
Well, I'm pretty sure walruses are fish, so we're safe.
she looks at you, but you can't really see her face behind the veil, and she says, "Well, how about the weather?" She says,
"Oh, yes, it was hot last week, but it's cold this week? How does that happen?"
All right, Cromwell, roll me a charisma saving throw.
I'm the king of charisma. I'm the Charizzler.
Charizzler?
I got a 16.
Okay. Your equal nervousness has turned out to be more charming than off-putting, and you've successfully saved yourself from ruining the first part of this date.
Fuck yes! Fuck yes! Yes! Yes!
Cool. Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah, that's very, very mellow, very cool.
Manu 1469. A spell has been deflected off the ogre-y shadow, and he has not been successfully turned into a bird. He is to the east of the table, and he is much closer than the dragon, who is doing a Dougie on the opposite side of the room.
And there's a lot going on, all right.
Yes. What is your plan?
What am I? So the dragon's out of play, right? Who's actually a threat right now?
So the ogre is much closer, and he is going to make it about halfway there based on his speed this next turn, unless you're able to stop.
Okay. Can I do a slide kick to trip him? But like really a horse one.
A horse
horses
slide
are known
kick.
For sliding, Clark.
Do you have any sort of trip attack, or is this just going to be a straight up athletics check?
I was going to go for athletics. I've been doing well so far with that one.
Sounds good. All right. He is a big fella, so this will be much harder than the paparazzo.
Well, it didn't go so well. I got a 12.
You only barely fail, but you fail nonetheless. You attempt to do a slide tackle with your horse body, and you realize that this move seems kind of futile.
Cannot believe that didn't work.
Despite your weight, you are unable to topple the ogre, and he just makes a tiny step over you, and he keeps moving forward nervously, his eyes fixed on the Sultana, with his little pen and little notebook in his big hands. Plick, pluck. The ogre moves forward. He is halfway to the table. It is up to you. What do you do?
Oh, I tried to play nice. I am, I'm feeling wasteful today, so I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to cast Wish.
Oh, nice, nice.
To reproduce.
You know that if the Wish goes off, you're going to get tired?
Not with the basic use of the spell.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, Clark.
idiot. How would he not know about that?
Please forgive me.
And I think I'm going to cast Finger of Death. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, that's funny. I was just looking up the rules because I was about to cast that.
I'm going to send a negative energy coursing through the creature, causing it searing pain. Make a constitution saving throw, which is probably his best save, but I'm going to do it anyway.
So you Finger of Death the ogre. Holy shit. Okay. Yep, that's going to be a total of 12.
Oh, yeah, he gets zapped. Let me, 78. 30 plus 30 necrotic damage.
30 plus
30? So 60 necrotic damage.
Yeah, so the shadowy form, who you hear as he approaches saying, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, gets a fucking javelin of necrosis shot through his body. He's like, oh girl! And he dies. He just cripples like a dead spider.
Is he a humanoid by chance?
He is a construct made of shadow. So sure, unfortunately, sure, he's not going to come back as a zombie.
You know, checking the details, you know.
It absolutely does immediately kill this guy.
He turns into a raisin, is what you're telling
me. Yeah. You hear the crowd go ooh from around you. You hear an approving quack from one of the stands as the King of Deldoften, Dowd, goes, yeah!
Anyone think it was Duckface? Remember him?
No, he's dead.
That dude loves when I kill people in horrendous ways.
He's a fan. Okay. So that is it for the ogre. The Dougieing Dragon is going to go at the start of Muffin's turn here, and he's going to try and save past the fucking dancing that he's doing. Muffins, that's going to be a total of 19. Does that beat your wisdom save?
My spell save is 19.
So it does. It does beat it. However, he is unable to move. He's unable to move forward as the dead did take his action. And they're basically these constructs only action, so to speak, is moving. They don't really get a move action. So you did successfully hold him off for two turns.
Oh, these are constructs? I thought it was dragon face.
No. This is a dragon. This is a full size. Well, maybe not full size, but it's a, you know, pretty sizable fella. The dragon.
Okay.
Yeah. We would never call dragon face a dragon. Come on. That is it. Muffins, you now have an action. What do you decide to do with your turn?
I'm going to cast gay ass.
That's a different thing.
That's how we finalize the pronunciation. I will cast gay ass upon the construct that just stopped dancing.
Oh my god. It's the oldest joke in Dungeons & Dragons. Alright, that's a fail. What happens? What do you do?
Damn.
Start dancing!
You tell him to dance again! Oh my god, okay. Is that your whole order? That's the entirety of your instructions is start dancing?
Yeah, I believe so, as long as I'm standing between it and Cramwell.
DM's advice here, you might want to make it more complicated than start dancing, because you can still do a conga towards a place.
Oh, I appreciate that, okay. Dance away from me as long as you can! Or I'll change it to forever.
Forever.
It only lasts 30 days, but you know, you gotta keep motivated.
It's out in the desert.
If you don't remember, I place a magical command on a creature. He can disobey, but he'll take a ton of psychic damage each time he does, and it lasts 30 days.
It's actually only the first time he does, I believe. But regardless, Miffins wants me to tap dance. I don't want to tap dance. And he starts bawling his eyes out as he starts dancing in the opposite direction and just dances up and over the throne. The Sultan sort of moves to the side and the shadow construct just keeps going and is now outside. You do not see him any longer.
And that's he can he takes the damage once per day. So
yes,
if he stops dancing once per day, he's going to have a bad headache.
That is true. Cramwell, it's your turn.
So we're at a dinner, right?
There's no food on the table as of yet.
But a hypothetical dinner.
You're at a hypothetical dinner. It's the vow of taking seats. You don't want these seats taken.
Hey, babe, you remember that commoner earlier who asked more grain for his fields? I bet he would have loved to be at a dinner like this.
All right, I'm rolling a charisma saving throw for the Sultana. She also got a 16.
I'm making a new roll, right?
Oh, no. You rolled the last time. She's rolling now.
Oh,
you're trying to make this work. The Sultana says, yes, I believe that the commoner would love food.
Nice.
You both nod at each other. This is going pretty good so far. That is until Manu 1469's turn starts. Manu 1469, your turn begins again, and you find yourself looking in the shadowy eyes of another construct. This one is much smaller, and it speaks to bad news, because it's moving really fucking fast. This tiny, tiny gnome-sized construct is rushing towards the table from the west. No one is super nearby that part of the area now. You recognize this creature as a construct that resembles a quickling, a fake creature. And you know that if one turn is allowed to lapse, he's going to immediately get to the table if you three aren't able to stop him.
Why didn't you guys make him dance?
I don't have any good powers. I have all the basic ones. But if I do if I charge at him, do I have a chance at this?
Your objective is to head him off and tackle him?
Yeah.
Okay. You do have a chance at this. However, the check is going to be made at disadvantage.
Let me see if I can kill him. I don't know if I have anything to kill him. I don't think I could. I'm usually an up-close kind of guy. I don't know. Let me look at my spells here.
You do have your sunblast, by the way.
You know what? What if I do Step of the Wind? And I double my...
What does Step of the Wind do?
I spend one of my key points to dash action as a bonus action.
Key points.
Does that help me at all?
Yes. Yes. That will allow you to do this athletics check without taking a disadvantage roll.
Oh, good. Oh, nat 20. Nice.
Holy shit. All right, that's going to be hard to beat, but he is making an acrobatics check against you.
Plus 8 for the record.
All right, I have tremendous news.
I failed.
You succeeded. You rolled a 2. And even with a total of plus 12 on that roll, this is a success. You did it. You grab the quickling. He is a slippery fella, and he might get out of your grasp, but you have successfully stopped him from making the table this next turn.
I make the Tim Allen sound as I hold him in place.
Okay. That is your turn. The Quickling is the only opponent who has yet approached this next part. Click, pluck. You see Manu 1469 struggling with the Quickling.
Right, and how close did he get to the table before he got hit off?
He did not get as close as he might have with the monk speed of Step of the Wind. You can tell that if he is able to successfully get loose this next turn, you are going to be able to potentially get another chance to stop him.
Let me go. I'm trying to beat these guys. Come on. Be a pal.
Can I do like a knowledge check on these guys? I want to know if they can like jump.
Yeah, absolutely. Roll me a quick, let's say your choice of an arcana or a nature check, depending on where you would believe you would sit on that. I'd suggest arcana probably.
Arcana. Yeah, let's do Arcana.
22. Okay. With a 22, you know that the Quickling are often seen in the Feywilds and are often employed as messengers for Feylords. They like to pull pranks. They sometimes fight people with daggers. And they don't have any specific weaknesses. You know that the biggest one would be to stop their movement by pinning their legs somehow, like our pal Manu1469 has currently succeeded in.
I totally knew that going into it.
Well, you're holding on to this.
If I know them, they hate being hit in the crotch.
Nothing about jumping.
Nothing about jumping, no.
I just know that they're quick, but I'm not sure. We're going to take a chance. I'm going to cast Wall of Stone. I'm not going to surround them, but instead what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a 100-foot wall that is 20 feet high. Which seems like enough. It's just a straight line in between where Manu is and the table.
Ooh, that was way smarter than just tackling him. Like,
so if he's going to run, he's got to run around at least an additional 50 feet.
All right. So the good news is, and another thing I'm going to tell you now, as you got that 22 on the Arcana check. So jumping is not their forte. However, you know that these creatures have a speed of 100 feet per turn. And as long as they are not grappled or restrained, they appear basically invisible. Mission accomplished.
Did it.
Oh, we did it. Okay. Muffins, honestly, there's not really much for you to do this turn. What do you want to do? Do you want to try and get on top of that wall and kill the quickling, or what do you think? It's fine.
Note, the wall is 3 inches thick.
Well, I touch this wall and I say, now you are a real boy, and I cast animate object.
Here I come again.
Hi, Wally.
Hello, Muffin. It's me, Wally.
Hey, Wally, kick the ass. Keep Cramwell Stacy.
I think I brought this up last time, but Magic the Gathering has a card called Animate Wall, and the original art for Animate Wall is the dumbest thing that has ever existed. It's even dumber than that Pickles Cage. Look at that fucking motherfucker.
He reminds me so much of something, like those ugly, like, Kirby fan drawings people used to make.
It's the wall from like Spider-Man.
I love this. I love this girl just going like, ah. Like she, it's like a director's off-screen. Dude, on me. Like, hey, X scared.
They got the wall from Spider-Man.
It does look like the wall from Spider-Man.
He's got fucking toes. Do you see his toes?
No, yeah, no, he doesn't.
Look at him.
Oh, God. Look at those grippers.
How else can he walk?
Holy shit.
It's me, Wally. I'm back.
What do you want Wally to do?
Kick their ass.
All right. So this 100 foot long, 20 foot tall ball begins to levitate.
3 inches thick. Ladies.
Heads towards Manu 1469 menacingly. Roll me an attack. Why? For the wall.
Why is it always him?
It is always me.
And what roll? Like this, I guess roll D20 and then you tell me what its modifier is. It got a 4.
Animate objects has specific guidelines for what to hit is. I would consider this to be a huge construct. So that's a +8 to hit. Oh, please roll at advantage because it's being grappled by Mitch.
12.
So, this massive construct approaches Manu 1469, lowers itself, and then from its very center beneath the weird stony face, abruptly a fist juts out, attempting to hit the quickling out of Manu's, while it's being grasped by Manu, but unfortunately, it does not connect, despite everything. You only needed 2 more.
Come on, Wally, get it together. This is why I'm going to start using Flory.
I'm doing my best.
All right. That is it. Cromwell, it's your turn again. Your date appears to be distracted by the appearance of a giant fucking wall that came to life, but she quickly looks back at you because you're supposed to be doing something and says, what's your favorite type of music?
My favorite type of music is drums. Anyway, let's say, hypothetically, if they were to get into a fight, okay, like, who would win? Like, if they were to get into a fight, a Tarrasque-sized man or a man-sized Tarrasque?
That's good hypothetical.
A man-sized Tarrasque. A man-sized Tarrasque. Every day I wonder if I made the right decision. Should I have fought for him? Should I have tried to defend him? He could still be here with us. He wouldn't be exiled.
Who hasn't had a first date like this, though?
You're worried about your friend, Murdar?
Well, I don't know if he's a friend. He's kind of an asshole, but yeah, I'm a little worried about him.
I'm sorry. I hear he murdered a bunch of people with negligence.
Yeah, well, that's just kind of who he is. It's one of his personality quirks.
Yeah.
I'm kind of quirky like that. I'm super negligent.
Who isn't a little quirky?
Cromwell, roll me a charisma saving throw at disadvantage.
Well, that's going to be a nat one.
This did not sit well with the princess. Cromwell, you know well that Murdar murdered a bunch of people. And they fucking died. And she does not... She's not particularly...
They had it coming.
She's not particularly appreciative of him as a person based on his lunacy and him killing of citizens of her city. So him bringing that guy up in the middle of a date was definitely what we call a bad move. There are other ways to be funny besides bringing up murderers. Therefore...
Crap. I get your point.
Unfortunately, the paparazzi is back.
No.
To ruin your career.
And this time there are four of them. One of them's even got one of those little press hats.
Oh no. They're going to be extra, extra large.
Watch out, guys. He's got a press hat.
All right.
Well, Bobby has a pressed ham in his hat.
We got a wriggling quickling. And we got four paparazzos heading towards you. It is back to the top of the order. Manu, 1469, the quickling is in your hand. The first thing that's going to happen is the quickling is going to try and fix that. I would like you to roll me a follow-up saving throw or a athletics check to keep hold of the quickling as it struggles.
I roll... Ooh, another nat 20. Man, this app's awesome.
Nice. What's the total?
Total is 28.
I just typed 20 into the calculator app. This is great.
Murdar, you are sorry. You're Murdar in the brain now.
I'm not Murdar, apparently.
1469. You barely keep hold of this thing as it almost vibrates out of your hands. It's like, let me go. But now you do have a hold of it. What are you going to do to this fella?
Well, firstly, I've been told through years of this that talking is a free action.
Correct.
Unless I'm wrong. I would like to yell to the walrus lady and be like, hey, I've never met this guy, but this Murdar fella seems like a pretty nice guy who should be unbanished.
Hey,
thoughts?
Hey, did you guys hear what Chris said?
No, it's something about a mammal, a fish, I mean, because we're not allowed to talk about mammals. Well,
what fish was it, huh? Remember, I had one
rule. It was a walrus fish.
I had one rule.
Oh, and then it was a fish.
Was going to be canceled if you wouldn't listen
to
it.
No.
I had one rule.
But even Batman broke his rule.
No. That's only the bad takes of Batman. And where are the good takes of this podcast? So I got to make good of it.
Everyone,
it has been an utter pleasure running this podcast for you guys for the past decade. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. I know this conclusion was unsatisfying, but it was Chris's choice. So I hope you enjoy that. Thank you all. Good night.
Clark, what if Chris says he's sorry?
I'm sorry.
So man in 1469, you have no vested interest in Murdar as a person. So I'm assuming you didn't actually ask that question. What are you going to do with your
life? Oh shit. He got you.
I already held him.
Stupid fuck. Oh, he got you.
Well, I already held this person, right?
Yes, he's in your heads.
Wait, do I get to do another move or is that my move?
No. That was him trying to struggle out of your grip.
Oh, well, then I go to snap his neck, if that's
cool. Just not to tie him up, not put him in a jar. I'm going to pull his head off.
Okay. Well, he has to come in. Have you seen that one movie with Princess Diana?
All right, roll me to attack.
This could be a Princess Diana.
You may roll these attacks at advantage because he's currently grappled.
Do I roll an attack roll or an athletics roll?
This is not. No. It's an attack.
A weapon attack or what?
It depends on what you're hitting him with.
I guess it would be, well, it's a snap neck, so I'm going to unarmed strike, which is plus 10. Yeah, here we go.
It's a good move.
Ooh, a 17 plus 10.
That hits. Roll damage.
Spend key points out the ass.
That didn't cost any key points, I don't think, probably. Key points for everything cool I do.
Keyblade points?
Keyblade!
14 damage, Clark.
14 damage. All right, the quickling dies.
Well, it had it coming. Once again, Princess Diana and all.
What the fuck?
Paparazzi killed Princess Diana.
Oh, okay. It's
been cultured swine.
That's fair.
Yeah, I get it.
Winston got it.
All right, well.
Bobby probably didn't.
Now you guys, clever. Now because of a major social failing, it appears that four paparazzi have appeared on the south side of the room and are heading towards the table as we speak. Man of 1469 was able to take out two of these guys last time with relative
ease. You're welcome.
Click pluck. It's your turn. You see them coming.
How many?
Got four paparazzos coming your way.
Four paparazzos. That's a perfect number for chain lightning. So I'm going to, closest guy is going to have to make a dex save.
I have good news that these guys are absolutely using spy stats.
All of them have to make a dex save.
So, do they take half damage?
They will take half damage on a successful save.
All right. What happens to this crowd of people? I'm not going to even roll dice.
I think they get hit with fucking chain lightning. I don't know what to tell you.
They turn
banished for doing the wave thing.
Four sets of smoking boots. All right. We have one more attempt on Cramwell's end, so Muffins, please forgive me. There's currently no one to hang out to do anything with. Wally's still kind of floating there. Cramwell, how are you going to undig yourself out of this hole?
You know what? I see the expression on your face. You're right to have it. It's just hard when you spend so much time with somebody. And, you know, you're there with them for hundreds of hours and you don't make a difference enough big in their life for them not to try to be better for you. You know, and it's easy to say, why don't you just leave them? But, you know, they're there, you know, and they stay there. So, yeah, you're right. You're right to be offended.
Sociopath.
So
our favorite sociopath.
Are we talking? Are we talking about right now? Are we talking about Chris or Murdar? He's been with you hundreds of hours, and he makes no attempt to improve.
It's time I forgive myself for letting him walk away. I mean be exiled. Him being gone gives me so much more room for you.
Fucking goddamn, make a charisma save.
17.
Just like the one-winged girl, somehow this succeeds.
I am excited to announce that Legion of Renob will be announcing our new lore, but only on Fortnite.
Cramwell, the Sultana reaches across the table and pats one of your hands gently with a big cat-like paw. I'm sorry, that must have been hard for you. With that, the Sultana vanishes, reappearing back on the altar, and you hear the same voice of that tiger man officiant saying,
"And the vows have been taken. The vows of the taken seats. Show us your life's journey with one another, as you promised to always save a seat throughout your lives, signifying a pledge of your loyalty, support, and companionship. Through all of life's ups, downs, lefts, rights, and other such directions."
And then everyone starts clapping. Then everyone claps.
They did it.
And the way before you opens up as a big transparent wall lifts into the sky and the floor colors further. You are allowed to begin your second vows. And we will find out what those vows are going to be next time.
Oh!
Next week.
It turns out that I am apparently not a man of my word, and I will continue doing this podcast until my dying days, despite what anyone says.
Party Rock is in the house tonight.
And the princess claps her flippers in agreeance.
Still gets me.
I, however, have not given up on murdering the next person who says that in the game. It'll make the next couple sessions really boring for you.
That just tusks. Sucks.
Well, that was the outro. See you next time. Bye.